time when dragons rule the sky. It is early morning. Few of you are cozy in some beds. One of you's under a bush. Pretty standard adventure affair. Penny, you're going to hear a slight knocking at your door.
Okay.
The sun is just coming through the small little window you have that you tried to escape out the day before.
I like thinking that maybe when I hear the knock at the door, I'm halfway out the window anyway. Okay, I'll go answer it.
Penny, I'm just going to see the tall standing figure in front of you. You know, it's William. Kind of just looking you over, making sure you're kind of still in the room. I'm glad you're here. I know you've been dying to get back to West Spring. I think it's finally time.
Finally.
I have a friend who has agreed to help you make the trek.
Okay.
Through the woods.
Where is he? Let's get the show on the road. Come on.
Get your things together. Leave your chest here. I'll keep the room for you. Come downstairs in about 20 minutes or so. I'll have breakfast out and get a few other individuals together, and we'll see if you can find Timothy.
Okay.
And he's going to, you know, shut the door behind him. Now that you don't have to jump out a window, what's running through Penny's mind?
I think I just pack up, like, straight away. Not even 5 minutes and I'm out the door and heading downstairs.
You can kind of see the rest of the doors in the hallway of the second floor are shut. There's no one. The sun is just up. There's still a nice quiet. There's a little bit of fog in the village to the window that you had. So it's nice, peaceful, and quiet. You can smell bacon in the air, some toast. As you're walking downstairs, you can kind of hear below you a bit more knocking. You're going to hear shuffling of feet. Talmor, how did you sleep the night before?
Probably like I do every night. Kind of propped my cart up and had my bedroll out, laying on the ground, out in nature. So, slept pretty good, knowing that I have a purpose and sold all my ale. So, get up nice and early, check my wares, make sure that, you know, thieves came in the night that I didn't catch, and get dressed and ready for the day.
I would say if a thief managed to sneak up on a sleeping barbarian, that would be a disastrous turn of events.
Yeah, for sure.
The back door to the inn is going to open, and William's going to step out. Oh, I see you're already up, Tomo.
Bright and early.
Remember what I asked you about last night?
Of course.
I think it might be time. If you don't mind getting some of your gear together, you can meet my friend. And I think I know a few others who might be interested in making the trek with you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, give me a couple minutes. I'll meet you inside.
Bacon is on the table.
Cool.
Just come right up to the bar, and we'll get things situated.
Alrighty.
You can kind of see he is looking a little pale this morning.
Before he goes in, I'll just kind of ask him, like, "Are you okay?"
It was a long night. Lord Scarn came by in the middle of the night with some news from West Spring. I'll explain it all when you're all together. It will affect a few of you.
Okay.
But Yeah, don't. It's fine. It'll be fine.
All right. Well, then I'll hurry my little hiney in there.
Little? There's nothing little about your hiney.
Yeah. This is like the 9 foot tall man.
8 foot. Thank you very much.
Speaking of little, there's a bit of fog around Nim. You're on the outskirts, getting. It was probably a decent night's sleep. It's your one of your first ones. Actually, it was your first one above ground in quite a number of years. How was it sleeping under the stars?
It was majestic. Slept like a baby. I woke up, it was like fresh air, bit of a chill in the morning fog laying around. Felt fantastic.
Nice. What is the first thing going through your mind this morning after all the shenanigans you got into the night before?
I wonder if I can get in that mage's house. No. The first thing is probably get some breakfast, I guess. Just, you know, I've had a good night's sleep. It's a really nice morning. Everything feels like a kind of bit of a fresh start. I've got a bit of a trek on my hands. So, you know, just get a good breakfast down and perhaps go check out this quarry about this box. It's on my way to Ironclad. So, you know, I was just sort of loosely marking out my journey. So I'm thinking if I'm heading to Ironclad, you know, get some breakfast down me. Yeah, and then perhaps head out to this quarry, something like that.
Okay. So I'm assuming you'd probably head back to the inn from the night before?
Yeah, I might. Where I am, it's the sort of more common folk, right?
Yeah, you can see there's a lot more movement going on where you are right now, just because the hunters, the gatherers are kind of up for the morning. People are starting to go out into... not the Runewood Forest, but some of the other surrounding areas to just start the hunt, see what's out there. Fishermen going out to the streams, that kind of thing, kind of early this morning. There's been quite a bit of action already.
Yeah, I'm just going to roll up my bedroll and pull the leaves off my hair. And just see, the only place I really know in town is the Blunted Tip. So just sort of head there, see if I can get some breakfast.
The smell of bacon is just wafting throughout this inn pretty much everywhere. It's probably the first thing that Goshen is going to smell this morning, especially because you're on the ground floor. You're not very far from the kitchen itself. It probably hit you first in the morning, just being as close proximity as you are. You hear some doors open and shut already. Movement, you've heard William's heavy footsteps above you for quite some time now. A little bit of talking outside the night before. How was kind of your first night in a bed?
I was much more comfortable than I'm used to being, but I still kind of had that like anxious, I need to look over my shoulder feeling. So I don't think I slept super well and eventually just gave up and took the meditating on the floor instead.
Okay. After probably a good 15, 20 minutes of, you know, meditation, the sun coming up into your room, going to hear a soft rapping at your door. Goshen.
I kind of spin up to my feet and go open the door.
Hope I didn't wake you.
No, not at all. What can I do for you?
We spoke yesterday about possibly some assistance you could provide me.
Indeed. Anything to repay your hospitality.
I was wondering if you could help escort a friend of mine to a neighboring village.
Sort of nom ahead. Shouldn't be a problem.
You wouldn't be the only one. I've got another hulking friend who is going to be assisting her. But I figure the more the merrier. Traveling numbers.
Of course.
Especially the current climate. Get what you need together. I've got breakfast out front at the bar if you're interested. And you can meet the others.
Nod my head. They shall be out shortly.
How's your...
He's going to motion to your chest.
How's your wounds doing?
Much better since the father healed me. kind of look down, remembering the weird feeling of warmth that was in my chest.
Good, good. I'll be up front. I've a few more things I have to do this morning, but help yourself to food.
Of course. I spin around and realize I literally only have a stick and deck of cards to my name. So I grab those and head to the table.
Jerry, you're going to hear a soft rapping at your door. It's where you are in the inn, the bacon smell. You're on the first floor, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I believe he had you on the first floor. So it's made its way from the kitchens up towards you. You've heard the walking steps of William here and there, kind of the only pair of footsteps, but probably after you've kind of woken up a little bit more, kind of got a little more awake, you'll start hearing other sets of footsteps here and there throughout the inn. And you'll hear a solid knock on your door.
Hello, come in.
William will just open it and kind of shut it behind him a little bit.
Jerry, I'm sorry. I hope I didn't wake you.
Oh no, you didn't wake me. It's no problem. What can I help you with?
Master Alwind stepped by last night. It was quite late, but he and Lord Skarn, they've given me some news. Master Alwind said you might be able to assist me in some way, shape, or form, which I take it you already met him yesterday?
Yeah, we had a run-in the other night.
It must have been quite the run-in. He already spoke quite highly of you.
Oh, well, that's really nice of him.
I was hoping you could assist me with something.
Well, absolutely. I'd be happy to help with anything.
Thank you. I've got a few errands to do, but we have food out front. Out by the bar, you'll notice there might be a few other individuals there. Think of them as traveling companions.
Well, all right.
I'll be up front shortly. Get some things together. I would pack what you have.
He's just going to go towards the door and open it, kind of give you a nod and a wave and go back out front.
All right. I immediately gather my things very eagerly to... excited about what kind of adventure I'm about to go on.
Ordok.
Yo.
What is your morning routine like? I'm guessing that with, you know, religious upbringing, your mornings are somewhat routine.
Yeah, I definitely have a routine of like rise early and get my like prayer and meditation in. But last night, sort of given the urgency that I'm feeling about this Elder Fae, I don't think I would have slept very well. So definitely an early rise and like knock out these prayers as quick as I can. It's a thing I got to do, but I'm going to get through it.
Fast prayers. Gotcha. It's still relatively early in the morning. As you said, some light sleeping, not much kind of keeping you up a little bit. The smell of bacon, and now you can smell kind of a baked bread in the air. Mm. And you're going to hear, you've heard footsteps coming up and down this hallway for a little bit this morning already, but you'll hear the footsteps and then it'll stop outside your door. And you'll just hear a knocking.
I feel like I'm still probably in mid prayer, so I'll just look up from that and say, "Enter, please."
Knob will turn and William will kind of not tower in the door, but you're kind of looking up at him.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to disturb you.
It's no trouble.
When you get a moment, could we talk downstairs?
Yes. That's no problem. Give me a few here and I'll collect my things and head down.
Thank you. There was some news in the night, and I thought perhaps you could be of some assistance to me.
Interesting.
To the town.
I'll just contemplate for a moment and sort of shake my head at him.
Thank you. There's breakfast, of course, on the house. Think of it as an improv thank you.
It's always appreciated. Thank you very much.
And William will go and shut the door behind him. I'm guessing you're going to quickly finish your prayers.
Yep. Let's get through this. So, yeah, I'll finish up and just sort of pack up my stuff. I definitely have plans to travel, so I'm just going to pack up all my stuff and make my way downstairs.
And your plan is basically we're originally looking into the flame and
the originally looking into the clerics, also with a side of dealing with this fairy nonsense.
Damn fairies.
Every time.
After some time of people wandering in, each of you kind of get to the bar at different points in time. William is just behind, kind of just wiping a few glasses, setting out a few waters. You can kind of see there's a pitcher of milk out on the bar, and William's just back there, kind of just pouring out drinks.
Well, we're about all here.
He's looking mainly at five of you. Ordok, Jerry, Talmor, Penny, and Goshen. You're all kind of at the bar already. What would be the first thing going through your mind, Penny?
So, I guess I would look at... This is the first time that I have ever seen an orc, a air genasi, and a goliath. So I'm just kind of like, and I'd like look at William and just like, are you fucking serious?
He's kind of going to pick up on you just looking around, especially looking at Talmor than at him.
Would you bother him in a forest?
No, I don't suppose I would.
I said I'd find you protection, and my friend Talmor here has... graciously.
How long have you known this guy, out of curiosity?
What, 4 seasons now, Talmor?
Just about. Funny enough, I actually knew your old boss back in West Spring, Dr. Eric. I used to sell to him.
Oh.
Either way, I plan to get you safely back to West Spring through the Runic Forest. I know my way, even though it's generally pretty dangerous, but I grew up there, so shouldn't have any issue.
Okay. I just want to look at Goshen and be like, what are you?
That's racist.
I am an air genasi. There are not many of us up here, it would seem.
Yeah. I think I'm just a bit like in awe, just because I've never seen anyone like Goshen before. With the hair and all that.
It is a pleasure to meet you.
Flash an awkward smile.
Suddenly, you're going to hear a slamming door coming from the front of the inn. And a small, short-statured individual will kind of be outlined by the rising sun behind him.
It's hun.
excuse me, we're... not quite opened yet this morning.
Now, when you came in, William didn't quite have... he was turned around, his back facing you, as he was getting a few things from behind the bar, getting a few other things situated. You know, you can... grabbing bacon and bread. As he turns around, he'll kind of see you.
I'm sorry, you were here last night. You were with the guards, weren't you?
Yeah. Had a bit of a card game with the guards.
Go ahead and stay here. Help yourself.
And he's going to, you know, put together a plate, bacon, some toast.
That's very kind. How much for the breakfast?
Take it. I might have a job for you. Would you be willing to sit and listen for a while?
You know, sort of I am suspiciously because I'm not really used to free things. People, you know, I'm generally used to dealing with people that offer you something for free and then the real price comes out later. So I sort of I am suspiciously and accept it and say okay. Well, I mean, I'm all ears.
William's gonna do a look around.
Some of you have known me for a while.
He's mainly gonna look at Talmor.
Many of you have just met me in the past few days. I've known some of you for quite some time.
He's kind of gonna look at Penny.
But you weren't quite sure who I was. Last night, 2/3 of the triad came to the inn. Master Alwind and Lord Skarn. I talk to them on occasion. They come and get a rundown information on some new folks in town, seeing what the word on the street, per se, would be, just to get the general lay down on what's going on in the town from my perspective. There was an incident last night, and I was hoping you all could assist me at finding the root of the problem. Many of you are aware of the troubles facing West Spring. We have not heard from them in almost 2 weeks now. Adding to that, there are kobolds on the main road, which means traveling there is now a lot more of a dangerous trek. The Runewood Forest is not all that friendly. I was hoping that some of you, hopefully all of you, would be willing to make the trek to West Spring to see firsthand what is going on there. I won't lie. It is not the safest job, not the safest travel, but there's a chance if you get close to the town, but not too close, you could pick up some valuable information that the Triad would deem very useful. And they've promised a good deal of a reward for any information.
This West Spring, you said before, I think I've heard sort of knocking around town that the quarry is sort of midway between here and West Spring, right?
The quarry in the past few days have been taken over by a band of kobolds. They've pretty much have held the southern route hostage. So, yes, the quarry is on the way to West Spring, though it might be the worst of two routes, even given what the runic forest is.
Okay.
Well, the forest isn't too bad if you know your way through it.
And it's quick.
If you know your way through it, aye. This is why I've asked you, Talmor, to help be a guide through the forest. You know it better than most in town.
Absolutely. You got some family there. If anything, well, I know some people that can keep us safe. And generally, I think a lot of people just know not to mess with me. So you guys should be pretty good.
I have business in West Spring, so I will gladly join on this journey.
I will go as well.
I'd do anything to help out the town, so I'm in.
Thank you.
I'm going to sort of just eye this big group of people that I don't know, they're much bigger than me, suspiciously, a little bit.
It's all right, little buddy. You can tag along.
At that, I'm going to just sort of get back to my breakfast and ignore him.
Is that the halfling that was causing you some problems the other night?
Excuse me? Problems.
He's talking of the disturbance out front in regards to the former's Mage's Guild.
Oh, that. Oh, I was just babysitting, man. I was trying to have a little bit of fun in the town.
Are you the one that tried to grapple your way over to the burnt building?
Yeah, I think that might well have been me. Yeah. I was trying to...
I want to give you a high five.
Yeah. Okay, high five. I was just looking after a kid. I was just doing what everyone else would do, you know? Just
wait, hang on. Were you also the one that tried to rent a room for an hour with a kid?
Oh, that was a joke. Come on, you guys.
Because
like,
I'm wiping my hand on my trousers.
I sort of kind of have a little chuckle to myself and I'm going to say, yeah, but you know, I just thought, I misjudged the room. On that one. I thought people had a darker sense of humor around here, but apparently not.
Well, I don't really think anybody's going to take too kindly to an older gentleman trying to rent an hour room for with a kid anywhere.
Who's the older gentleman?
To be fair, you're the oldest looking child I've ever seen.
Well, okay. Hold up. Are you guys inviting me to come to West Spring with you? Because if you are... You're all going about it the wrong way. You've been called an older gentleman.
Do you have any marketable skills?
And now a child. Do I have any what, sorry?
Marketable skills that could help us out?
I've picked a few things up here and there.
Well, I look at it this way. There's a crisis somewhere, and if you know about it and you have the means to help, morally, you are compelled to help, right? So if you don't, you're just contributing to the problem. So why don't you be a solution and come on with us?
I'm gonna perk up to that and just think, have a reassuring nod and yeah, good job.
Andy said there's a reward.
Listen, Baldy. I've just come from a place that would grow your hair back if you spent a day there. So be careful, all right?
Was it the nursery?
At that, I'm just going to slam the table, right? And my breakfast is going to go all over the place. And I'm just going to say, you know what? I'll see you guys in West Spring. And I'm going to walk out the front door.
Hey, little guy. I'm going to chase after him. Hey, pal. Hey, bud.
What?
Hey, fella. Get down on my knees, kind of bend over some more. Just get eye level with him.
Pick him up?
Put my hand, put like my hand kind of on his shoulder a little bit. Hey, little guy. Is that offensive? I should start with that. I apologize. Hi, normal statured man.
Yes.
I'm a firm believer in helping people out and doing stuff because you got to help out the general population. And you seem like a good little fella. And to be quite honest, my buddy William, he's pretty worried. And I want to do everything I can to help him out. And there's been some bad happenings over there in West Spring. So if you have anything that could help us out, and if you say you come from this real bad place that would grow my hair back, you know, I assume that you have some kind of survival skill. So why don't you come on back? We'll clean up the mess you made, sit down, and and we'll get this figured out. And you know what? If you come with us, because again, I just want to get this stuff solved, come with us. You can go ahead and have my half of the reward. All right?
Look, I'm not really interested in a reward. And I'm not really interested in the politics of this area. I'm just passing through, but it's on my way.
It's on your way. And you know what? I mean, kobolds are just little guys as well, but there's an issue there where there's just one of you and there's a whole quarry of them. And so if you try to go not knowing your way, you might fall into the quarry of kobolds. And so
okay, look. If you drop this little guy chatter.
Oh, I call everybody little guy. Being on the count that I'm 8 foot tall. Yeah. So how about this? I'll drop it because I know it offends you. And we'll come up. What's your name, little guy? Or sorry. What's your name, normal guy?
Nim.
Nim. Oh, that's a good name. I like that name. Why don't you come on back and we'll just help us out. Come on. These are friends.
It's on my way. And I'm interested in this quarry, so I'll come along, but...
If you help us out, I'll come help you with this quarry business. All right?
Well, I'm more, you know... Yeah, okay, look. I'll come, it's fine, but we'll decide if I need your help later.
Well, a quarry full of kobolds, about everybody's going to need my help.
So you say you haven't seen my bow yet.
Well, it's a bow on your back, isn't it? I mean, it's a nice looking bow, but... Unless there's one you're hiding somewhere, which I don't see why.
Are you being facetious, big guy?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, just forget it. Let's go. Come on. Like, let's see. I'm going to eat the rest of my breakfast, and yes, let's crack on.
What? It fell on the floor. Are you going to eat it off the floor?
I've eaten worse, I'll tell you that. I might see what I can take with me then, because I might have to, if things get tough out there.
I have a cart. You can have whatever you want off my cart. How about that?
Hold up. You got a what?
I'm a merchant. There? I'm a salesman.
Can it carry a lot of things?
Yeah, it could probably carry probably just in measurement units, like 30 or 40 of you.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a big cart. Why don't you come on? It's parked at the inn. Why don't you come on back, eat breakfast, listen to the stories, and then before we go, you can have a take at my cart.
Yeah, and anything we find, we can perhaps put on a cart. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure. We'll fix you up, little guy. Let's go. Get up and start walking back.
As that is going on outside of the inn, let's pick back up inside with the other four of you, right as Nim and Tamor left through the front door.
That might be already bad.
I'm gonna look over at Penny and just say, aren't you the one who's asking for assistance into making your way back to West Springs?
No, that would be William. I was just gonna go myself.
I see.
William's going to look down at her. She's been trying to get back to West Spring for a few days now. I was hoping to find someone or people to help get her over there. But I'll explain it in more detail once the other two return. As I said,
that's a bold assumption, William.
I'll give them a little bit. If they return, I'll explain what Lord Skarn and Master Alwyn came by for last night. Go ahead, eat up, talk amongst yourselves. I'll clean this up. Not the first time. And he'll kind of get down on the ground and start getting the food up.
I'm going to ask about the quarry. So I'm going to just gesture to William and say, this quarry that you say has been overrun by kobolds. How long ago was that?
It was shortly after we stopped hearing from West Spring. One morning, Sean Ironcutter, he was the head of the quarry, after they lost half of the workers. They were easily overtaken by kobolds. Most of them were miners, but a good number of them were guards. Many of them were killed. Lord Skarn tried to send a small detachment out, but we're a small trade post. We don't have much in terms of offensive firepower. It was more so the numbers at the quarry kind of scared the kobolds off to some degree.
Is this quarry, is that the town trade?
Oh, yeah. He'll kind of just motion out the windows out front, and you'll kind of see the sun glistening off the marble cobblestones.
It's what this town has been doing for decades, if not centuries. The runic tower at the center of town was built from the quarry, as was the sister spire over in West Spring.
That is most devastating indeed. And I'm just going to sort of go back to my... get lost in thought and go back to eating my breakfast.
I'd say probably at this point, Nim and Talmor would probably come back in.
Hey, little guy.
I'm just going to stare at this kind of slightly pious looking guy at the bar and just shake my head a little bit, and I'm gonna look around and see, can I see William? Is he still clearing up my breakfast? Or
yeah, he is.
I'm gonna say, whoa there, fella, I might need that, pass it back.
Hey pal, you don't have to eat floor food. Grab my plate, you can just have the rest of mine, I'm full.
Well, you never know, you know, if we're gonna walk out through this forest, I might, if one of you lot get hungry, you'll be, you know, you'll be asking me for the floor food. And I'm just going to sort of pick bits up here and there and just sort of pop them in my pockets. Like a bit of bread here, bit of bacon there.
I got plenty of rations. You don't have to eat floor food.
Oh, I got plenty of rations, but you know, you never know.
I'm just going to take one of my empty pouches and I'm just going to hand it to him. Be like, you don't put that in your pockets.
I'm going to just pat him on the shoulder and say, I'm really sorry about the nursery thing.
Yeah, it's all right. I get it all the time. Don't worry about it.
Wom's going to kind of look over at Nim as you're picking food off the floor food plate. You have an interest in the quarry. Why is that?
Well, when I was in here last night drinking with the guards, one of the religious chaps mentioned that he'd found a box or something, and I'm an archaeologist by trade, and they basically sort of expressed to me that, you know, what was going on there, and I just thought I could pop in, sort of see if they need any professional assistance with the dig, and really just sort of have a nose, because, you know, this is kind of what I do, you know? So I just sort of checked to see what was going on, see what they found. I mean, the thing is, I'm on my way back to Ironclad, and when I get there, I'm going to be speaking to my teacher, so who I haven't seen for quite a time. So really, I was just sort of wanted to see really what was going on and then see if it has any sort of professional interest for me and possibly my teacher.
I'm going to perk up and say, I'm sorry, did you say the clerics found a box in the quarry?
Yeah, they didn't really give me much information. They just sort of more or less mentioned it in passing, and they sort of piped up with a name, some Steve, and yeah, they just left it at that. It was more of a passing conversation, to be honest.
Interesting. I think I'll tag along with you to the quarry if you don't mind.
Yeah, I mean, if you like, have you got any marketable skills?
I just sort of glance down at, like, I'm wearing chainmail and I have a warhammer on my back. So it's like, but I think so, yes.
Yeah, man, we'll see what happens when we get there. But yeah, obviously, you know, say it's just a professional trip, really, but you're more than welcome.
Well, I'm Talmor.
My name is Goshen.
It's nice to meet you, Goshen.
Nice to meet you, Talmor.
Nice to meet you, Goshen.
Nice to meet you, Miss.
I'm Penny.
Hi, Penny.
I'm named after a dog.
It's nice to meet you.
You're named after a dog? That's a story for the road, I think. I'm Nim, by the way.
And I'm Jerry. Jerry Ullman.
You've been awful quiet, Jerry.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I've just taken in everything.
It's good to meet you all. My name is Ordok.
Hi, Ordok. I'm Talmor.
Hi, Talmor.
Hi, Ordok.
So, Talmor, this cart you were telling me about.
Yeah, it's parked out back. We can go have a look after we all get ready to go.
I think William mentioned there was some news last night.
As I said, Lord Skarn and Master Alwyn came by. Apparently, there is one survivor from Westspring. A small young girl came through the forest, got here early this morning, late last night, however which way you'd go about it. But she has some information. We're not quite sure. Well, they're not quite sure how reliable it is. It might be the best place to start is to head over to the Triad. They right now have the girl under observation. And maybe...
Who is she? What's her name?
Oh, Florena Greymoon. Apparently her...
I know her.
You do? Then she might be more inclined to talk to you than the Triad. I mentioned to them my plans, that you were hoping to go to Westspring, that I had a few individuals who might be willing to accompany you. They said they're willing to fund this
adventure to some degree. A reward if you manage to bring back valuable information. They would have better information about this than I would. They might be the best place to start. But if you need anything, let me know. Before you leave, Penny, I have something for you. So feel free to finish your breakfast, get your things together. I mentioned to Lord Scarn and Master Alwyn that there's a chance some of you might be swinging by the Runic Tower this morning. All right, so you guys are eating breakfast. A few of you, assuming some of you already have your things together. Is there anything you guys would like to do first? You kind of have a couple of options. Something by the Triad is one possibility. Or you could say, screw that, and just head to West Spring. If you do, there are two means of travel to get there. Let me know which you guys decide, and we can go from there.
Shall we go talk to this girl? See what she knows?
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I agree. Any additional information would be quite helpful. Knowledge is power.
I've just been pacing around the room waiting for you fucks to hurry up.
Oh.
I'm not that interested in the politics of it all, guys, so if it's all right with you, I'm just going to go and... Tamil, can I go and look at your cart? I'll just wait for you there.
Yeah, it's parked out back. Just go and... it's the big one.
I don't think taking a giant to see a traumatized kid is the best idea, so maybe...
Oh, okay. I see how it is.
I'm sorry.
Of course. No, of course. No, you're right. Duh. I'm a big scary monster. I get it.
Stay with Nim.
Okay.
Maybe he's, I don't know.
It's okay. I'm big and gray.
I'm sorry if I offended you. So. To be fair, you have been offending Nim.
No, it's fine. It's just my feelings and my overall self-esteem and lifelong image issues, but... I'm going to go show the little guy to my cart. That's what we're going to do.
So you just called him little guy.
You can meet us behind the building. It's okay.
You know this town, right? Do you know the Triad?
Of course I do. Yeah, I've dealt with them before.
Maybe you could go talk to them and see what information they have.
Yeah, well, aren't you guys going to the Triad to talk to them?
Is that where the little girl is? With the Triad?
Oh. Yes. Yeah, the little girl's with the Triad. So I could go, but I would, you know, scare the little girl. So why don't you guys go figure out the information, and the big scary man and the little guy will go to the cart.
It's like a damn buddy cop movie.
we'll wait for you guys there.
Am I correct to assume that Ordok, Jerry, Penny, and Goshen are heading to the Triad?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, like, two of those four people are also kind of scary.
I was going to say, perhaps we should stand outside.
True.
Because I look like a ghost and you have fangs. It's not exactly pleasant.
Yeah. Okay, all the misfits and scary, ugly people come to the cart with me and the normal folk.
The humans.
That's racist.
Oh, just the humans.
Yep.
Yeah, just you humans.
Goshen's kind of normal looking as well.
Okay.
We're going to get there and it's going to be a little orc girl.
Why do you guys look so humanish?
You guys are scary.
All right. So, yeah, Goshen, you can go or stay since you're kind of borderline normal.
All right.
The orc and the halfling and the giant monster.
It's only borderline offensive, but yeah, I'll go ahead and go, I guess.
What's this human normalist crap that's happening?
I'm racist.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I'm racist. I can't help it.
So we'll come back to Talmor, Nim, and Ordok here momentarily. As you guys, I'm taking you guys are going to the
cart out back.
Cart in the back?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Penny, Jerry, and Goshen head to the Triad. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure I had that all straight.
I'm going to sharpen my warhammer in anger.
How do you do that?
How do you sharpen a hammer?
Shouldn't you flatten the hammer?
I've seen them do it on Monster Hunter. You just got to scrape the handle.
Good point.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to split the party, of course, because that's what you never do. Before Penny, Jerry, and Gershon leave, William is going to motion to Penny.
Before you leave, I know you'll probably come back here before, but I want to go ahead and give this to you.
And he'll kind of bring you back to one of the stock areas behind the kitchen. And he's going to hold up this small shield almost and just hand it to you.
I don't mean to sound ungrateful, but why?
For protection. If anything happened to you, Timothy would never forgive me. Especially since helping you get back there to look for him.
Well, okay. Thanks, I guess. Can't lie, I was kind of hoping for something a bit fun, maybe. But this works. Thank you, William.
I know it's not much, but it's seen me through a number of journeys, and I love to tell about it, so hopefully it won't do the same for you.
So you guys are going to go ahead and leave the inn?
Yep.
All right. We're very happy to announce our newest sponsor, Wormwood. Yes, you heard me right. That Wormwood. Their fantastic gaming accessories are without a doubt the best out there in the market. And we are very pleased to thank them for their continued support. And with their support, we can help you, our listener. At checkout, please use code DOORDICE for free domestic shipping. That's right. On their website, when you check out, go ahead and put in DOORDICE. That is one word for free domestic shipping. Thank you. And please give them a thanks for helping us out. The Runic Tower is at the center of East Runewood. It has been here long before the town was even created, before it even started popping up. It's made out of the same marble, the same materials that come out of the quarry. It has, over time, been used for different kind of things. A wizard at one point in time lived in the tower. They think that he's the one who kind of put it together. But since then, it is now home to the Triad. It's where the guards train, the militia, if called, stands to arms. The housing for the Triad is kind of where they live, work, and sleep. Also, Penny, you know the way quite well, because outside the Runic Tower is where they've been holding the morning assemblies, where people come, ask what's going on for about an hour, maybe 2 hours, when the Triad kind of addresses public concerns. Right now is still probably a good hour and a half before that occurs, so there is some time. You'll see outside of the tower are two gray cloaks kind of guarding a large set of wooden double doors.
Oi, what brings you here?
Good morning, I think you meant to say.
Speak up now. What brings you here?
We heard that there's someone from West Spring. We need to talk to her.
Did William send you?
Yes.
Lord Scorn is waiting for you.
And they're kind of just going to open a large set of double doors. Now that you're relatively close to the tower, you'll see runes are just covering every inch of every visible surface. Not quite sure. Actually, Jerry, give me an Arcana check.
I was going to say, I want to check these out. Oh, are you kidding me? It's a natural one.
This is in a language you've never seen before. None of this. It looks intricate. It looks gorgeous, almost as though there's some greater meaning behind it, but it's just not clicking for you.
It's really interesting, a language I don't know.
As you guys enter through the double doors, you'll see that it's pristine, solid marble floors. There's not a seam anywhere on this floor. At the far end, you'll see almost like a king's throne room, except there's not a single chair. There's a series, there's just like a half circle of three chairs kind of facing the main entrance. Behind that are sets of spiral staircases heading up to a floor above. Kind of see that this whole first floor is mainly just kind of an entrance and immediate meeting place. The other floor is further up, can't quite tell what may be up there. But sitting at kind of a side table away from the three chairs at the high side is a man that you've seen before as Lord Skarn. Jerry, you've seen him the night before. Penny, you've seen him basically in the mornings. It's early enough that he doesn't have his suit of armor on, but you can kind of tell he's just wearing a leather set of armor almost. It's a little out of place for being so early in the morning to be so suited up, especially when you're kind of inside the keep, as it were.
Good morning, sir. And I kind of like bow a little bit.
No need to bow. I'm Lord Skarn. I can assume that you are friends of Williams.
That is correct, yes.
You must be Penny.
Yes. Nice to meet you. I've seen you from a distance.
He mentioned that you had come to a few of the assemblies we had. I'm right to assume that you all are heading to West Spring.
Yep. And we heard that there's a girl here from West Spring.
Yes. Travel has been talking to her most of the morning. She's not all that responsive. She looks quite dirty. Perhaps she had been in the forest for a good number of days. Vanifer has elected to not interrogate her. We can only assume the last thing she'd need to see would be a tiefling. We're not quite sure what scared her in the forest, but something has not set this girl's mind at ease. If you'll follow me, I will escort you upstairs. You can see that as he stands, out of the corner of your eyes, you couldn't quite see that there's a few gray cloaks in the room, and they're going to stand at attention. And he's going to just lead you kind of back to the spiral staircase. Up one or two floors, he'll kind of open a side door, and you'll see it's relatively small kind of room. Again, the same runic motif is carried out through this room as well. And you'll see just a plain set of robes. Older gentleman just kind of looking over a small half-elven girl.
Master Elwin, I have brought the individuals that William said he would be sending this morning. Maybe we could talk to them out here.
Elwin will kind of just look up. He'll make eye contact with Jerry and just nod ever so slightly.
Yes. Let's talk outside. We can come back to Miss Grey Moon in a few minutes. Drink up, girl. Have some milk. Have some eggs. It will help settle your stomach.
As he motions to the young girl, it's kind of the first time since entering the room you've really seen her. And she is disheveled as all hell. Clothing just scrapes and torns here or there. Her face is dirty, a bit bloody. As you get outside the door, Alwyn's going to shut it behind him.
We've given her damp cloths and new clothes, but she is almost petrified, I would say. Not quite sure what she saw, but she's given us snippets here and there.
What has she said?
Fire. Apparently West Spring is taken up in flames. Bits and pieces remain, but the city, she says, is covered in ash. The spire still stands. Not much else than that. She tried to explain what she saw, but after a certain period of time, she spaced out. Her eyes went glazed over. I've been trying to tend to her as best I can.
Can we talk to her?
You can try, certainly.
He's going to open the door and just kind of motion for you guys to enter. Let's head back to the others. Ordok, Talmor, and Nim. The others just left the inn. I'm guessing you guys are going to be heading to the cart in the back.
Yeah. Yeah.
This epic cart. I don't have anything else to do, so I'll just hang out with the other two.
I'm only hanging out with you because I have nothing better to do. Dang.
I mean, that's not what I said, but accurate.
Oh,
what is your fascination with this cart, Nim?
Oh, I had told him that he could have his pickings of the cart, see if there's anything useful. I guess you can too. I really don't have a use for most of this stuff. And it's better just to use it since we're going to be gone for a while. And there's just less worry on William having to watch over it. So, yeah, go ahead and look at the inventory. See what you find. See if there's any, I don't have much. I've sold quite a bit. But there's still some goodies on there.
As you guys are going through the cart, you can kind of see a few things kind of peek up and strike your interest. One is a nice, almost a little bit tailored vest with hundreds of tiny pockets kind of inside the vest. Another one is a white sequence glove sized for about a human's hand. There's a little tag inside that just says MJ on it.
Where did I come across that?
Yeah, how did you come across this stuff?
Well, the glove, there was a sign for this ranch on my travels. So I went down, there was this really weird half-elven gentleman. He was a bard, I would assume. Real great music. And so in talking to him, he kept making just weird noises and such, but he offered me this glove in a like kind of like, hey, this is, you know, a really nice glove. Bring back some of your friends. The smaller the better. And then I don't know. I didn't get a good vibe and I heard crying and I got scared, so I left.
You heard crying, so you left.
I just assumed it was him because it came from his bedroom at night. But you know, I don't want to intrude.
Can I see that glove a second?
It fits a human hand.
No, I don't want it. I got this. I can remember it. Like, I've seen it before, I'm sure, but when I was quite young, I'm sure it... I don't know.
No.
It's sort of flashbacks and sort of nothing, you know? It's an old memory.
Oh.
Nim's backstory just took a turn.
Well, yeah, sure, I guess. Yeah, I mean, if the glove fits, right?
Oh, I'm not going to wear it, I say. And I take the glove and have a look at it, and I get this kind of like dark kind of sadness falls across my face, and I just pass it back.
You okay there, Nim?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But this vest you've got, I'm quite keen on that. I've put a lot in those pockets.
Well, if it fits, little guy, or sorry, Nim.
How much do you want for it?
Oh, you can just have it.
Well, no, I mean, come on. How much do you want for it?
I mean, give me a copper and it's yours. Do a little wink. When he hands me the copper, I grab the vest and I slip the copper back into one of the pockets and hand it to him. I turn my back and slip it in.
Roll me a sleight of hand check.
Oh, no. I'm not really good. Not good with dex checks.
Ooh.
18. How about that?
Let's see. Does that meet your passive perception, Nim?
Yes. Yeah, 14.
Yeah, so you don't see him slide this copper back into the vest.
There you go, little guy.
Cheers, big guy. And are those guys, what's Ordok doing at the moment?
I'm just hanging out by the cart.
Hey, you want this glove, Ordok?
I think I'll pass.
You sure? I look good on you.
I'm going to say to Talmor, like, here, check this out. You asked me about marketable skills earlier, right?
Yeah.
Ordok, what's that in the background? Can you see? Is that like a church or something? What is that?
Is that a church? And I, look out, church behind you.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the temple over there? And I sort of turn around and point.
And when he turns around, I'm going to cast Disguise Self and turn myself into a kobold.
I also turn around and look. Just because.
And then whilst he's facing the church, I'm going to use silent speech to talk to him in his mind. And I'm going to say, don't look now, but I think you might get your butt cheeks bitten.
You say that to me?
Yeah, in your mind.
Would I have any experience with like the silent speak? Like, would I know what's happening with that?
Probably not. You probably haven't run into a lot of casters that would do kind of silent speak.
Interesting.
I mean, you have been hearing some fairy voices the past day, so it might not be all that disturbing to you.
Okay. So when I hear that, I'm going to, like, sort of stunned react and quickly glance back around at Talmor and Nim. And seeing the kobold there, I'm just going to call out, Talmor, beside you!
Look around. Ah, kobold! And punt it.
Go ahead and roll me an unarmed strike.
It'd be 16.
Yeah, that's that would probably hit Nim's AC.
Yeah, 14, so yeah, it's a hit. Yeah.
Go ahead and roll your damage.
You had a Goliath punt you.
Okay. 4 damage.
I was gonna say, where exactly is Tamar punching Kobold Nim?
I was just like kind of kicking him back towards the building, I guess. If he's like, if my cart's parked behind like that underpass or whatever, or the underneath the, mm-hmm. the building, just kind of kicking him, just so whichever way I'm facing, just kind of turn around and punt like a football, just kind of poop towards the building or something.
So Nim's gonna take this and just go flying against the wall. That is 4 damage to Nim.
Are you going to change back?
I'm going to turn myself back and say, I was just checking that, you know, you guys were on your feet, but I hope you'll drop the whole marketable skills angle now.
Oh, look, you scared the shit out of me.
Yeah. Imagine what I can do in the dark.
Oh, I don't want to.
Exactly.
Get me scared.
So let's drop that. But anyway, I'm glad to see you all on your... On your toes.
I'm just gonna put my hand over my face and just be like, oh, by Thom.
I would assume that you probably not want to turn into a kobold when there's a kobold infestation not that far away, killing all the miners. They might not take too kindly to that. So just for your protection, maybe next time, just be yourself, because that's the best you.
be your best you. Barbarian.
We're going to head back over to the Runic Keep on that note.
That's probably a good idea.
Alwyn's going to open the door back onto the room.
Take your time. Let me know if you need anything.
And Lord Scar is just kind of going to motion and head downstairs, back down the spiral staircase, as Master Alwyn is going to stay outside the door. And he's just going to slowly shut it behind you.
I want to stay out with him for a bit. I don't want to talk to him while they're talking to the girl.
Okay. As Goshen and Penny enter the room, you'll kind of see Florina sitting at a decently sized round table. Her feet are just dangling off a chair. Long red hair that you think might have been in pigtails at one point in time, but have since it's all disheveled. Tail hasn't been washed in a few days. There's still little bits of twigs every so often. You can probably guess that Alwyn tried to clean her up and get the twigs and leaves off of her as best he could, but he probably didn't try and get too close to her. Her skin, quite pale, but just covered in dirt. Looks like she might have been out in the rain one or two days. Her you kind of just smell a bit of musk, mold. Not quite sure. But she's kind of just gazing off ahead of her.
I'm just going to march over to her and get on my knees and give her a hug.
As soon as you touch her, she's going to just like jolt a little bit.
Penny? You're okay, Florina. You're okay. And maybe start picking some twigs out of her hair or something. I don't want to upset her too quick.
Where did you... I thought... Hey. They said everyone... died. You... You made it out of there?
I was gone before it happened. Whatever happened, happened.
You can see your face is going to drop a little bit.
Oh. Okay.
I'll just get a handkerchief out and try and start wiping her face and ask her, Serena, what happened?
Fire. Fire was everywhere. The smoke came into the house. Mama told me to run. There were creatures. I only heard them in stories. Mama said they weren't here anymore.
What do they look like?
They looked like dragons. They were breathing fire. There were people shooting fire. It was everywhere. I hid by the well.
You can see her face is going to go back to just gazing out past you.
I'm going to make eye contact with Goshen and be like, dragons?
Yeah, at the mention of dragons, Goshen was staring at the little girl like super intently. I do not know. There's only one way to find out. Not actually like breaking eye contact with the little girl or looking away from her. I get curious after staring at this little girl, and I utter the word for fire in Draconic. Just barely loud enough for anyone to hear.
The moment you speak fire in Draconic, she's going to shiver and just kind of pull any of her limbs that were kind of just out dangling beside her, just in close to her chest.
It is disturbing.
What do you... Go and tell Jerry what just happened, and I'll stay with Florina and try to clean her up.
Indeed. I think it is probably best that I leave the room now.
Before that, we're going to go back to Jerry and Master Alwyn just when you guys entered the room to talk to Florina.
I had some questions I wanted to ask you.
Of course, my boy. Of course.
I'm actually really curious about this building. These runes, I've never seen anything like it before. I know several different languages, but none of them seem to fit.
Yes, there's been some investigation about this building. And some of it has turned up nothing. In terms of the runes, from what we could decipher, it is a mixture of an old form of Dwarvish and an ancient form of Sylvan. Only a few of the runes match up to current letters or numbers, but there's been some studying into it. That's mainly what the Mage's Guild here was for, was more research, trying to discover the secrets of this tower and its sister spire in Westspring. The one in Westspring has similar markings. Some of them seem to be even older than the ones here. The issue of that one is there's no entrance to the spire. It is a solid construction. No windows, no doors. Not quite sure what the purpose of the building is.
There's no entrance on top?
No. We had a few guards climb the tower probably a decade ago just to double check. Previous climbing expeditions had been done. They all shut the same. Nothing.
Did anybody try to excavate around it? Look for an entrance below?
We had heard rumors that they had in the past. We had the quarry foreman, Chorn, look into it. He dug up some around. The spire just continued downwards. Once we got down to 20, 30 yards, we stopped digging. The spire continued.
It's really interesting. You guys have any idea who built them?
All knowledge of that, it seems, had been lost. There were a few hidden chambers in this tower, but nothing shed any light. We put out a call a few years ago to an archaeology team from Ironclad, but we received no response.
Well, I'd love to help you investigate this if we get some free time in the future.
An extra set of eyes is always appreciated.
Say at this time, Goshen would probably come back to the stairwell from the room.
Jerry.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys find out anything?
Yes. I don't know if the triad before us knows the same, but she said the fire burned the town. She said there were people shooting fire and moreover creatures with them. She claimed them to be dragons.
Alwyn is going to perk up at that.
No. It appears you were able to unlock more from her than we were.
That was mostly thanks to Penny.
Does she know the child?
I believe so, yes. There's a familiarity. This language is hard for me.
I see. Can you ask Penny to have... Maybe she can shed a little more light on what the creature looked like. See if they had wings. If they had wings, then we have a bigger problem on our hands.
Of course.
If not, then there's still a problem at hand.
Of course. I'll see if she can do that. Gonna bow a little bit and walk back toward Penny.
I'll join him this time.
And we're going to cut back to the shenanigans at the cart. Say, William comes outside.
What's going on back here? What's all the ruckus?
Well, he turned himself into a kobold and he scared me, so I punted him.
I just look at William and be like, nothing, don't worry. It's resolved.
Oh, all right. You all have fun.
And he's going to slowly shut the door in front of him and just click.
He's such a good guy. I like William a lot.
I'm going to say, hey, guys, look at this. And I'm going to cast Disguise Self on myself again and be a little mini version of William. And I'm going to go, would you like some bread?
Oh, it's adorable. Can you do that with anybody?
Yeah. And then I'm going to change myself back to Nim.
Nim, have you ever heard of tact in your life?
Spell it for me.
T-A-C-T, probably?
Nah. And then I'm going to cast Disguise Self for myself. I'd look like a little mini version of Ordok. And I'm going to walk around going... blah, blah, my God, blah, blah. I'm so pious. And then I'm going to cast, just get rid of it again, turn myself back into Nim and go, those guys are taking a long time. I wonder if they found out anything decent.
That was semi-offensive.
I haven't actually spoken about my God at all to you.
I'm going to be that guy, Nim. You can cast 3 first level spells a day. You wiped out all your disguise selves.
Spell thoughts. Yeah, so I'm gonna crack open the refrigerator part of the cart. There you go. And start putting. Yeah, you didn't listen to my episode
yet.
Wow.
Awkward.
Thanks. Real cool. Sally. Asshole. I listened to yours like 4 times, but whatever. It's just my feelings. Yeah, so I'm going to crack open the refrigerator part of my cart that was put there by the dwarves in my episode and start to put all of the extra items other than the ones that I put in my bag into the lockbox part. And, you know, getting ready to store my cart for our travels. Packing up the survival gear and stuff like that. Just kind of killing some time.
I see. I'm going to turn to Nim and be like, would you like me to teach you how to pray to my god? And say mildly sarcastically. It's really quite easy.
I assume that's rhetorical because you really don't want to hear my answer.
Oh, so you know the word rhetorical, but not tact.
I don't know either of those.
It's all right, buddy.
I'm going to ask, do you reckon those guys are going to be like upwards of 8 hours? Because I might need to get my head down.
Wait, what?
He needs to take a short rest. Or maybe a long rest.
I think I need a long rest.
Yeah, your spells don't come back on short rest.
That sucks. I mean, I don't think they're going to be gone too long. So
we'll no, go. It's been probably about 30 minutes for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, just kill time. Just kind of get ready, prepare, and pack up the cart.
Nim, Orduck, you guys going to do anything out of the ordinary?
Nah.
What drives Talmor's carts? Are they horses or donkeys?
It was me.
Talmor.
Right?
Oh, yeah, right. You just put it around, don't you?
Yeah.
Is that animal handling?
I'm offended.
Yeah, no, I'm going to sort of settle myself down in the back of the cart and just say, if anyone needs me, just give me a shout. I'm going to try and get some sleep for a bit.
Every 30 minutes, I'm going to wake up.
What time is it? It's about 9 o'clock in the morning, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, and I think yours only come back on a long rest.
Yep.
Yeah, they do.
It's just party bonding. It's fine. It's going to be great.
We're going to cut back into the tower with Jerry accompanying Goshen back into the room with Penny and Florina.
I guess I'm just trying to brush her hair out with my fingers.
Yeah, you found quite a bit of small little bugs and just some twigs and stuff. Alwyn wasn't able to get close enough to her to actually clean her up any more than he could at a distance.
I guess a sort of knock on the outside of the door instead of just barging in.
Yay, come in. We're decent.
I poke my head in. Penny, could I ask a favor of you?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of motioned her to come a little closer.
Okay, I stand up and just pat her on the head and say, I'll be right back, and then go over to Goshen.
The man that Jerry was talking to seems to think it's important that we know if the dragon she speaks of has had wings. Do you think you might be able to ask her? She seems comfortable with you.
Okay, I'll give it a crack. And then I'll go back over to her and I'll sort of kneel down again and just say, Florina, I don't want to ask more of you, but the things you saw, were they flying? Did you notice any wings?
She's going to still be a little glassy-eyed. I'm kind of just zoning off into the distance, but you're going to see her just slightly shake her head no.
No wings?
No. They were large, scaly, but they didn't have any wings.
Okay, that's good. Thank you very much. And I guess before I go back to Goten, I'll just maybe try and motion to her to have something to eat, and then go back.
She'll kind of just poke at the eggs as you leave her side.
I'll go back outside to where Goten and Jerry are, and I'll just tell them what she told me, that there were no wings. There was no flying involved.
That means they're not real dragons. No. Or not true dragons, at least.
But discomforting.
No! That means they are drakes. Which is another problem entirely. Have you encountered a drake before?
No, I've read about them, but I've never seen them.
I choose to stay silent.
They are the inbred offspring of the dragon. Not nearly as powerful, but the beast is still there. If they're in Westspring, then someone powerful is breeding them. Are you sure you all want to go to Westspring?
We absolutely have to go to Westspring. Well, I do anyway.
This might be a job better suited for mercenaries, but if you're sure, then we can, of course, repay you for your services. When?
You can see when he says when, his face is going to drop a little bit, and he's not making any eye contact with any of you.
When you make it back.
I think this thug means if.
Did you say that out loud?
I tried to whisper it, but maybe I say it too loud in the ears anyway.
I won't lie. If there are drakes involved, then whoever is in Westspring is someone with a lot of power, a lot of money, or both. If you come with me, we can talk to the other members of the Triad and see if there's anything else we can offer you before you depart. I'm guessing you'll be leaving sometime today?
I believe so, yes.
Come with me. The others are upstairs in a private meeting chamber.
He's going to lead you up another set of spiral staircases. This door in front of you seems to be a smaller version of the one that was outside of the Runic Keep. Large wooden double doors. This time, the one downstairs, that door didn't have any runic symbols. This one, however, does. Go ahead, Jerry, and roll me an Arcana check.
Much better. 22.
You do pick out the language with this one. You can tell it is definitely a Sylvan dialect. A little more... There's a high chance that these runes were written very much more recently. And Alwyn's just going to make a motion, and the doors are just going to open. This would probably be the first time any of you have seen him do actual magic outside of Jerry. You seeing him do a little bit of lighting lanterns the night before.
Yeah.
What would be the first thing going through Goshen's mind? I doubt you've seen many mage users from the south.
I think I'd kind of like be taken a bit aback. Sort of the same thing with the healing, right? Like, we use herbal medicines and rest to heal, and this guy just warmed me back to health, and now he just sort of snapped his finger and a door opened. So I'm kind of, not necessarily suspicious, but kind of alert, because he's obviously powerful.
Penny, what would you be thinking at this moment?
To be honest, I don't think I'd mind terribly. I think just a bit like, okay, that's something this guy can do.
I'm getting shivers.
You've never seen anyone besides...
Yeah, the only two people that have ever cast magic in my life have been me and my teacher. So just to know if there's a third person out there, I don't know. It just kind of like gets me all excited that there's other mages. I'm not so alone as I usually thought.
As you guys enter in this room, you can tell it's almost a little bit of a small library. There's bookshelves all around. It's about maybe two stories tall, this room in particular. Few windows kind of oversee all of East Runewood. And at the very center is a triangle-shaped table. And at each long end is a single chair. And you'll see Lord Skarn sitting at one side and a tiefling woman that Penny recognizes as a Vanifer Wraith from the meetings in the morning. This is definitely probably the first tiefling Jerry has seen. Goshen, probably not so much. They're tieflings being more from the southern of the continent.
Were you able to gather any more information from the girl downstairs, Alwyn? Thankfully, Miss Penny here was able to assist with that. The village itself seemed to have been burned down by mages who could use flame and drakes. We did not know the number of how many there are, but to burn a village down, one can only speculate.
Well, this seems like a most troubling turn of events.
Were there any other words you could get from the young girl downstairs, miss?
No, she's pretty bad. In a pretty bad way.
Arwen will entrust her mind to you if there's anything you can do to maybe snap her out of it or give her some peace. By all means, I believe you should do it.
I will do what I can. In the meantime, these three have volunteered to head to Westspring.
It is worth noting that there are three more of us as well. Three more of us as well.
The moment you mention that, you can see that the tiefling woman, Vanifer, she's going to perk up.
Well, thank heavens for that. If it was just the three of you, I would definitely be much more concerned. Six against drakes. We need to send one to Ironclad immediately. We need their army. We're part of the council. We have representation there as much as anyone else.
Alwyn is going to perk up a little bit.
We may not have time for that. We can send Raven, yes. But by the time we get a response, and by the time the troops mobilize from Ironclad, what they can give us, it might be another week, maybe two. By that time, they might be on their way here. And the gods know we don't have an army big enough. We barely have enough gods to withhold a kobold attack.
You can kind of sense the mood in the room. It sounds a little defeated. The people who stand before you are the three most important and powerful people in the city. And there's really nothing they can do.
Leave it to us. We're the main characters.
If I can make a suggestion, I'm not really from around here and I don't have any place to speak, but if things are as dire as they sound, might be considering an evacuation.
Lord Skarn is going to raise his head slightly and looking at you.
We have discussed that. We are prepared to take what and who we can and see if we can withhold inside the keep. The one thing we do know is if Westspring is, in fact, burned to the ground, we can still see the spire. We don't know exactly what this place can do, but we're hoping that it can provide some protection. We have some catacombs down below that can hold a little more than the population we have here. Worst case scenario, that is the plan. The closest city south of us is Ironside. By the time we get there, the drakes could be at our heels. We can send word, and if we don't hear back before they come across the forest, we will evacuate to either the catacombs or Ironside itself. So you six, you said?
Correct.
You six are planning to head to Westspring.
It would appear so.
If you can bring back any information besides what the young girl has given us, that might give us some sort of an advantage.
Of course.
we can provide you with something a little bit better than a raven to send word back to us. Alwyn, give them a stone.
Oh, and you're going to see Vanifer is just going to turn your head.
No offense, my dears, but you're entrusting these strangers with one of our artifacts.
What would you have me do, Miss Wraith? Surely we can send them with a raven, but that could be intercepted. That could be taken down. It could be killed along the way. This at least gives us a guarantee that they can respond to us. Get us some word back about Westspring.
I won't bother with a vote then. I already know how Alwyn will side.
Alwyn's going to go to one of the bookcases off to the side and take just one, a larger kind of tome off the bookshelf. As he opens it, it's not a book at all. Inside the tome, the pages are cut away at the center. And at the very center, two looks like kind of just like a small stone about the size of a river rock.
These are sending stones. They were uncovered here in the tower a few decades ago. We've held onto them for reasons. But as Lord Skarn has said, this is probably the quickest way for you to get word back to us. If things are dire in Westspring, send word and we will evacuate. If nothing is there, send word and we will take the direct course of action that we should. If we do not hear from you, at least once every 24 hours, we'll assume the worst and evacuate the town to Ironside.
Lord Skarn is going to stand.
Upon your return, should you make it back with valuable information and help keep this city standing, there will be a good bit of gold in it for you. Treasury can get you at least something for your trouble. You should know that we've sent out 6 parties already, none of which have returned. This is the last set of stones we have. If you manage to come across them, I hate to say it this way, but gather what you can off their bodies, bring what artifacts we entrust with them back. I'm afraid we don't have much more except for this to give you as any sign of help.
And he's going to be motioning off to the stone as Alwyn places one on the table.
Do you have any questions?
No.
If you need anything from the blacksmith or ration-wise, talk with the captain of the guard downstairs, one of my gray cloaks, and they'll get you a writ for some supplies. I'm sure William will have gotten you some rations already, but just in case. I'll escort you downstairs.
And he's going to nod to the other two and lead you back down the spiral staircase.
Which one of us grabbed the stone?
We just left it.
That is the main question. Which one of you would have grabbed it?
I think I'd take it if nobody else grabbed it first.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I don't want anything to do with it.
He's going to walk you downstairs. All the spiral staircase, about 4 or 5 levels.
Outside is a squadron leader. His name is Anthony. His friends call him Tony. He should assist you. If he's not outside, he generally oversees the watch on the former Mage's Guild. If you need anything, they should be able to assist you there. One moment.
And he's going to just motion to Jerry and kind of ask you to come off to the side a little bit.
If you don't mind, a word before you join your companions.
Yeah, sure.
He's kind of going to lead you a few steps away.
I would not use what you know out in public.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know the state of being out here.
Yeah, I try not to draw too many eyes.
I have spoken with Lord Skarn privately after our encounter last night. If all goes well, he may be willing to back you as a sponsor. Do you know what that means?
Not entirely. I know it's a great honor to be backed, but am I bound to him, or I don't know what all that implies, really.
Traveling mages are a thing of the past now. You're either sponsored by a royal house or in service to the academy in Ironclad. Any mage who is not
is viewed as a renegade and treated as such.
Well, I'm really flattered, I'm honored, but I've got to find my master. If he would allow me to do that, I would be more than happy to accept his sponsorship.
Let's see how your journey goes. And that is something we can discuss at another point in date. I just wanted to let you know.
Considering this guy said if we come back, wouldn't take him so serious.
As Alwyn and Jerry are speaking, Penny and Goshen, have you guys gone outside, or are you still waiting in the main room?
I'm going to go talk to Anthony and try to procure some rations, because I have a stick and a deck of cards.
I'm like, everyone's walked away from me. I'm like, oh, okay. I'll just wait here.
So at this point, Jerry would have gone back to Penny. You guys can decide if you want to accompany Goshen or not.
Before we go out, side, I just want to say to the guy, what's his name? Alwyn?
Master Alwyn.
Master Alwyn. I just want to say, take care of Lorena. She's a good girl.
Aye, Sean. We will look after her while she is here, and I wish you the best as well.
We'll be back. We're main characters.
I'm going to laugh and one of you die.
Oh, no. It's going to be Penny.
I think it's probably... I have a track record of dying first, so...
Playing a barbarian, it's impossible for you to die.
It's true.
So, Goshen.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Skarn mentioned that Tony would be most likely at the former Mage's Guild.
Yes.
Which is across street from the inn. Is that kind of where the three of you are heading off to?
Should we go gather the plebs first?
Oh, I suppose that's a good point. Yeah, I guess we should probably get the rest of the party to make sure no one else needs anything.
Him needs some healing and a nap.
Go back to him and say, just look at him like, what happened to you?
So you guys are going to head back to the inn first?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll say you guys probably go around back where you remember Talmar said his cart was, and you see probably a very interesting display in front of you.
Well, hey, guys.
Where'd the black eye come from?
I think it's a broken rib.
Yeah, ask Talmar about that.
He turned into a kobold. He spooked me.
You're blaming Talmar.
How would I turn into a kobold? I can't do that.
Oh, don't be silly, Nim.
I definitely can't do it at the moment.
What'd you guys find out?
Things aren't good.
Now we need to get a wiggle on.
Okay. Well, we can leave, you know, right now.
Before we go, he mentioned his captain of the guard had some supplies that may be useful for me. I kind of lost everything.
Oh, what do you need?
I've got loads of food in my pockets.
So you guys have two paths ahead of you. You have the path of the south, which will take you by the quarry, but will also take you by the kobolds, which have kind of taken over the southern tip of the forest. They tried to send some guards in that direction, but the numbers are just too much. That path would normally be the longer one, but the safer one. That one is kind of debatable now. The other path is through the Runic Forest. That path is a shorter path, but is generally viewed as a slightly more dangerous one, which is why William sort of enlisted Talmar as, you know, guide, per se. So it's up to you guys which route you want to take.
I think we're in a hurry, right?
Yeah.
I feel like there's more urgency to get to West
Spring.
Yep.
West Spring.
So
Westeros?
Let's,
no, that's not right.
Let's take the forest path and get there real quick.
I mean, if Talmor's comfortable with the forest, I think we should. We should.
Oh, I'm real comfortable.
Why did you say it like that?
What? I was just saying, I'm real comfortable with the forest. I don't know what you mean. I grew up there. Don't judge me.
Yeah, Talmor was enlisted as the guide, so if he says forest, then I'd be all for it.
All right, you guys can go through the forest then. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Do or Dice is produced weekly for your enjoyment. Show notes, character sheets, and bios can be found at doordicepodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter or Facebook at Do or Dice Podcast. The Do or Dice Podcast is associated with the Nerdsmith Network. Check out some of the other contributors at nerdsmith.org. Do or Dice is a very new podcast. Please give us a 5-star review in iTunes or wherever you shop for your podcast. Thank you again for your support, and check us out next week. Same dice time, same dice channel.
There was a time when dragons ruled the sky.